Joining me in the studio now is community development worker Linda Devlin from Doris Brewery. Good afternoon, Linda. Welcome back to Near FM.
Thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you in, Linda. Better put the microphone on, that'd be better, then we can hear you. Okay. Linda, Doris Brewery, just maybe just give us a little history about what you do and where you came from, etc.
Yeah, sure. So we've been around since 1986, so we're feeling old. No, not really. So we started off in the Maisonettes there in Bunratty, and we were called Park Parents Alone Resource Centre. Yeah. And it was set up more or less by lone parents, for lone parents, and we would still now have a board of management that's completely made up of people that are parenting alone or have experience of, mm-hmm. of being raised in a one-parent household. Then through the second EU programme for combating poverty, we received funding through that to get a purpose-built building, which we're still in now to this day, and it's just around the corner there mm-hmm. on Bunratty Drive, and it houses an excellent creche and a community resource centre. So that's kind of where we came from.
I didn't realise it had been there so long.
Yeah, coming
up to big birthday next year.
Yeah, be 30 next year. We'll be
throwing
a party.
Fair play. I mean, it's you know, to have, as you say, something that grew out of the community like that, and to be going so long and staying so strong, it's brilliant to see. Yeah. So, what kind of resources are available to people in Doris Brewery?
Okay, so as I said, one part of the building is a creche, so that's a community creche. Yeah. That's open to people parenting alone and other families as well. And what we're part of the government subvention scheme, so that means basically if you're getting a social welfare payment or medical card, then you can get subsidised childcare. So it makes it an affordable childcare option, which is mm-hmm. particularly great for people if they want to go back to employment or training, because as most people would know, the price of private childcare is sky high.
It is.
And not
it's
really
expensive.
Affordable option, definitely not if you're on social welfare. And then also we have a resource centre, and that has a mix of services. We've got one-to-one support service, which we provide accurate information on your rights and entitlements. Mm-hmm. We offer support with family life in general. We also have a specific programme for teen parents, and that's part of a national teen parent support programme. And our project worker would meet with, it would be the mum and the teen mum, but also we would work with teen dads and grandparents as well, which some people don't realise as well, that we would see the grandparents and support them. And we'd give information. We'd usually meet the young person at a location at our choice, and we would go through things like pregnancy, being a mum or a dad, family concerns, relationships, school, college, things like that. And we'd also provide some financial assistance with childcare and books and things like that. So we're really trying to support the young person to actually stay in education, or if they've already dropped out, then to return to education.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing for me, but just what you're talking there about teen pregnancy, and you know, you're going 30 years there. I mean, I remember when it was back in the 80s when I was growing up, and you know, teen pregnancy, it was all kind of, oh, she's pregnant, you know, and it was a big kind of, wasn't a huge scandal, but it was, you know, it was a bit of a shock. Have we kind of become that it's not a shock anymore, and therefore we tend not to kind of see these people, and it's important that they know that there's help there for them, because it's a traumatic thing for a teen anyway, regardless of whether it was 30 years ago or today. And just because it's not such a big shock to us anymore, it's still a massive shock to them.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's a lot more commonplace now, I suppose, than it was, but there's still definitely a stigma attached to it, I think. But like that, we need to get the word out there that there is support. A lot of people don't realise that there is support available. And as you say, it's absolutely a shock for the young person and for the grandparents as well.
Absolutely.
My baby's having a baby, you know. we've actually, our referrals have actually gone down for that, because teen pregnancy has actually fallen in recent years, which again, a lot of people don't realise. And another thing in general, with the term single parents, there is the sort of attitude out there that single parents are mostly teens or young mums, and maybe have multiple children, get on the housing list, all of that, and none of that is true. The percentage of people sort of under 18 that are in receipt of one parent family payment is actually tiny. It's, you know, most of our participants outside the teen parent programme, most of the people that will come through our doors are kind of age 30 to 55. So.
Yeah. Well, we have seen kind of a growth. Growth's probably not the right word, but, you know, we've made divorce kind of legal in this country now as well, and, you know, we are seeing kind of a lot more broken families, and then you ultimately, the end of that is you always end up with a lone parent because one parent leaves, the other one stays, so you always end up with lone parents. So that that's kind of something that's new to us in Ireland, really, the broken families. Years ago, everyone just got on with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Muddled on through it, and you
So I think the same issues a lot of the time are probably there, but it's just that now the outcomes might be different in that there could be divorce or separation, whereas maybe in years gone by there could have been abuse and other things going on, but the couple still remained married because you kind of didn't really have many other options, you know.
Yeah, so you're saying there that, like, you've seen the kind of a drop in kind of teen pregnancy rates, but then that's probably just being matched by maybe a raise in families that have become lone families, that through divorce or through separation or whatever. So so there's always something for you. You always have to be changing with the times.
Yeah, absolutely. A huge amount. And, you know, it would also include things like if someone is parenting alone, they could be, A, unmarried. Mm-hmm. They could be married and separated. They could be married and divorced. They could be widow or widower.
Yeah.
Maybe a partner could be in prison and then they end up parenting alone. So there's many, many routes, I suppose, into being a lone parent.
Absolutely. So, and, you know, it's great, as I say, that your services are there and people go to them. I'm just thinking, and I don't know whether this is maybe something, I'm just thinking in terms of the referendum coming up. Do you think maybe, you know, there's been lots of questions around family and childcare and everything else that's going to come out off the back of this referendum, which everyone expects is going to be passed. Do you expect to see kind of another strand to your bow with probably something else you need to think about? Just a kind of off the top of your head, you know, because, you know, same-sex families now are same-sex couples. I have children, and I know there's lots of concerns out there with people about, you know, how will the family dynamic be affected, because, again, same-sex relationships will ultimately be pushed through the same strains as heterosexual relationships, and there's always a chance that those families break up too. So we wonder if is that kind of going to be an exit? Maybe just, I suppose you can't answer it really because you've not been there
who knows, but I suppose, I mean, we're there for people, you know, male, female, whoever,
doesn't matter,
on the sexuality, gender, any of that, we're there. We'll have, you know, if people are affected by issues that we can help with, then, you know, we'll be there, and whether that's you know, anything to do with family law and relationships, family life in general. So we're a support for the community. So
it's just interesting as how you have to roll with the times.
Sure.
And, you know, as I say, 30 years ago, teenage pregnancy, oh my God, you know. And, you know, 60 years ago, you were just sent away, you know. So, and so the times change all the time. So it's interesting that you have to roll with it because you're so long in the community.
Absolutely.
So, you have some programmes coming up now over the summer and that. Do you want to tell us about some of those?
That's right, So as part of our resource centre, we run a range of different programmes. They can be on topics like health, budgeting, mindfulness, personal development. We also, just to say as well, we also do drama and art therapy for children between the ages of 4 and 12, and we have adult counselling as well. So the programmes that we have coming up for this term, because we run programmes in line with the school term, so we would have kind of January to March, sort of then after Easter until summer, and then back in September to December. So starting in 2 weeks' time, we've got four different programmes. We've got Soul Sisters, which is we ran last term a programme sort of roughly based on the Operation Transformation sort of format, which was really successful. And we actually have a group of 22 women so far signed up to do the mini marathon for us. Brilliant. And if anybody is listening and wants to do the mini marathon, please contact me. So we're running a programme, I suppose, to support people to do that. But you don't have to be doing the mini marathon to take part. Yeah. It's really just about sort of your physical health and nutrition. We're also doing mindfulness. We're doing a 9-week course in mindfulness. And there's a huge interest in that now. That programme sort of booked out, but there is waiting list for it. So we also run oil painting in the evenings on a Wednesday from 7 to 9. And we have some places left on an excellent programme called Step Up, which is starting on the 30th of April for 7 weeks. And it's kind of looking at what you need to move forward and achieve your goals, help you to sort of identify your skills, your strengths, explore your options and develop a personal plan for yourself. We have Know Your Rights workshop as well with the Community Law and Mediation Centre. We've got one this Wednesday morning from 10 to 11 and anybody's welcome. It's an introduction to the Irish legal system. Yeah. So I think knowledge is power in that case, and it's great to be armed with that sort of
absolutely.
That sort of information. And we have a community garden that I know I've spoke to before about as well, and that's open every Wednesday and Saturday. So
there's plenty there to keep people going. And again, it was just while you were saying it kind of struck me, sure, it makes a whole lot of sense to do it in the school towns, because then that's when parents have that time. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And we'd even run it, like, it's always done tailor-made, so we'd start at 10 o'clock because that gives parents time to drop the kids to school, all that sort of thing.
Get sorted and get ready. So it's kind of going from strength to strength, and it's just rolling on. Interesting there you're saying about the mini marathon and, you know, people, if they want to get sponsorship or whatever. Funding. Is that a constant battle as well?
A constant battle. Like, we would take really a portfolio approach, I suppose, that we would be like, our fund, people would say, who fund you? Well, how long do you have? I sit down and go through the list, because you scrimp and scrape, you know. There's you know, obviously kind of key funding from different government departments and that, but we have funding from all over the place, public sources, grant schemes and that kind of thing. But we have had to, just in the last year, set up, we have an excellent fundraising committee now, and that's a joint initiative between staff and actually participants as well. We've got a few of our participants that have been coming to the centre for a long time who are helping us with that, and we run events all the time, and this is our first year to actually put a team together for the mini marathon. So we're looking forward to that one, and we'll be doing a big event next year for our 30th as well.
And interesting on the point of the funding there, I mean, like, we will have the election coming up now next year. Would that be an area now where, when you start seeing the local politicians now will all come out and they'll all be out canvassing and everything else, is that an ideal opportunity for you to kind of pin them down and say, look, we're providing a great service here, we need to be getting more fund, we need to be getting all that? Or do they respond to you like that, the local representatives? And we won't name any names, just in case.
In terms of funding, I'm not sure how much they can do. I mean, we have had great support from some local representatives, you know, in terms of promoting our services and coming to events and things like that. They've been really good. But, like, for example, one of the schemes we're involved in now, we won a tender that we entered with the Northside Partnership, which is for SICAP, which is the Social Inclusion Community Activation Programme.
Well done.
And that replaces another programme. I won't go into the bore in details, but basically that's a programme that's going to be rolled out over 3 years, so I'm not sure how much you know, it's always good to keep yourself, I suppose, on the agenda of local representatives, but in terms of directly impacting on funding, I'm not sure much input they'd be able to have to that, but absolutely we always try to keep and to keep low on parent issues more so maybe than funding.
That's
just
true
to keep low on parent issues on the agenda.
They don't go away, you know. We'll have the big issues, but all of these other issues are out there.
Exactly.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, Linda, before I go, your founding members of Open. What's Open? And don't say, I know what open is, but what's O-P-E-N?
So unfortunately I have to talk about open in the past tense because open is sadly gone since last year. But open was a national organisation that Durs Bui was a founder of, and it was a national organisation for one parent groups. So it ran like a network of different local groups. So if you were in a community and you wanted to set up your own lone parent group, open would help you to do that, like formally put in place a group structure. It also ran some programs as well for lone parents, but it very much was in the sort of policy arena and advocating at a national level for lone parent issues. So it would have done things like put in submissions to government and pre-budget submissions and all that sort of thing. So but unfortunately Open is no longer there, but there are some other national organizations like One Family that work and advocate for
lone parents. I felt silly asking about it when you said to me it was gone, but now I'm glad I brought it up. I mean, it sounds like a great idea. It sounds like a no-brainer that, you know, people pooling their resources and pooling their experiences. And it just kind of was it just, again, was it funding?
Yeah, funding would be a huge part of it, yeah. You know, it's just everyone in the community and voluntary sector, are just squeezed, and
And also, hopefully, in the coming years, they tell us things are getting better. So hopefully in the coming years, we get to resurrect it and maybe bring it all back. Because it's great to, when you've got groups like yourself and interfacing with other groups and pooling your resources and your minds and your experiences. And it's just better for everybody. All right, Linda, listen, as always, it's great talking to you. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
No, it's always a pleasure to have you in. And sure, we look forward to seeing you again. No doubt we'll have you back over soon. And we look forward now next year to the big party.
Brilliant, yeah. we'll make sure you get an invite.
we won't get all ahead of ourselves. Not even the summer yet. But it's a great achievement to be providing the services you are in the community for 30 years and hopefully you'll continue for many, many years after that.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, Linda, thanks very much for coming in to us.
Thank you, bye-bye.
There you go, folks. That's Linda Devlin from Durs Bui telling us all about the work they do down there, all about the brilliant work they do down there. And if you're by any way interested in getting involved, you can go onto their website, which is just durisbui.ie. And check out all the resources and everything else that they have available down there. Okay, we're going to have a little piece of music now and we'll talk to you after that. This is The Four of Us and this is Mary.